To answer your question, I must pray to the Lord for giving mercy to me. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. So I'll start with the question first, Ekadashi. They want to discuss about Ekadashi. What is Ekadashi? How many of you are following Ekadashi here? So Ekadashi is the mercy of the Lord on all of us. Why it is mercy on all of us? If we can't eat this, we can't eat that, how it is mercy on us? It is definitely mercy on us because it allows us to come closer to the Lord. A very big man, very big position, very big powerful personality allows you to come close to him. It is his kindness. Otherwise, generally, you can't meet him. But he is saying, come. Come closer to me. That is why Ekadashi is the mercy of the Lord. It appears to be don't eat this, don't eat that. But the purpose behind it is to come close to the Lord. And for that matter, even fast like Ramzan, fast like Mother Mary's fast, fast like... you fast on Christmas also? You all fast on Christmas? Also on the Good Friday also you fast? Yeah. The whole reason behind all this fast is to go closer to the Lord. To say no to the senses, primarily the sense of tongue. Huh? Primarily to say no to the sense of tongue, taste, and to say yes to the Lord. Because tongue is, our dietitian is here, she will tell me how important tongue is. The whole round of Vaidehi to the patient is based on the tongue only. Did you like it? Was it okay? Do you like something else? How much you want? Huh? There is, one is sense of tongue and one is sense of stomach. Because when tongue is satisfied, also stomach has to be filled. You know, both things are important. It was very good. It was too little for me. I didn't get more. I want to have second service also. So sense of tongue is explained to be the most dreadful in entangling all of us in material world. You got my point? I am making a spiritual statement. The sense of tongue, that is the urge to taste palatable foods, is prime one number of, number two I would say. Number one is sex. Number two is food, which is entangling us to stay in the world. Because today we taste this, tomorrow we taste that, day after we taste this, we are never satisfied. However, your mother is an excellent cook and she cooks everyday variety of things. Still child wants more and more things because there are, the more you are given, the more you want. It is explained to, compared to drinking salt water. What happens after drinking salt water? Huh? I give you 1 liter of salt water. You are thirsty? Take 1 liter. 2 liters you drink. What happens after that? You feel more thirsty. You feel more thirsty and more thirsty and more thirsty. Something like that is there with tongue. The more you give to the tongue, tongue wants more and more and more. There is never something called as, I have eaten enough in my life. Now I will eat very simple food for the rest of my life. Is it possible? Never possible. You have come across any patient? Okay, you have served me so well in 10 days in the hospital. Now I will go only and eat dal and chawal. He will say that to you? No. So this is a network. It is said that tongue is a network of entanglement for the living entity in the material world. Like the net of the fish, fisherman is an instrument for entangling the fish out of water and to death. Right? The similar little said, Sharira Avidya Jal. The tongue is a beginning point of the network of the body. Through tongue, pulls you inside, hooks you, entangles you, and destroys you. Then comes the stomach. The stomach urge is what? Urge of filling. Best food, you want to have also stomach full of that. You cannot have only half it, no. Some best Frankie comes, you know, from Mrs. Kolte's outlet. So you can't have half Frankie. You at least want to have till you are satisfied, you know. It's another filling, urges of filling. And after that comes sex, genitals. And it is said that they are three in one line. If one is out of control, second is out of control, third has to go out of control. It is that the philosophy says that the tongue is not in control, the stomach will not be in control, and naturally one will be agitated sexually also. That is why it is said we begin with the tongue. If you want to control your senses, if you want to have anything to do to approach the Lord, first these senses have to be controlled. It's like suppose you have five horses and you have one chariot and all the five are attached to one chariot. And you have to go to some distance, 100 kilometers from here. What is the first thing to do? One horse says, I want to go in east. Other horse says, I want to go in west. One horse says, I want to go in south. One horse says, I don't want to go only. I want to stand here only. So what will happen? Will the chariot move? No, chariot will not move only. So to move the chariot in one direction that is desired, what is required is all the horses should be in one line. Aligned totally, as you said, cooperated. Fully cooperatively aligned to the mission of going 100 kilometers. That means they have to be controlled. They cannot just say, no, I will go with 5 kilometer speed, he will go 100 kilometer, I will go 10 kilometers. No, everybody has to go in one speed under the guidance of the Sarathi and to the desired direction only, not anywhere else, here and there. If some good grass comes on this side, they will not halt there. I will eat grass and come. He said, no, I also will eat grass and come. No, everybody has to go together. That is called controlling of the senses. And tongue is the prime sense of all the five senses. Nose, ears, touch. What else? Nose is smell. Eye is sight. Ear is hearing. Tongue is taste. And feel. These are five senses. If you need to control them, first of them to control is tongue. And if tongue is controlled, you can expect your stomach to be controlled and then also the sex drive will be controlled. And for that, Ekadashi is defined. Now the definition of Ekadashi is Dashi, then Dasha. It is 10. Now what is this 10? I already told you 5. 5 are special senses of knowledge. Jnana Indriya. Now what are the other 5? Karma Indriya. The senses of action. These are senses of knowledge. Through touch we understand, it's hot or cold. We can perceive, it is whether we are outside or whether inside, whether we are in the room or whether we are in the icy, snowy area. So tongue will tell you about external senses, the perception. What eyes will tell you, whatever you are seeing, you can define it. Ears will also tell you knowledge. Tongue will teach you knowledge. Huh? And smell will also tell you if you are near gutter or near house or near temple or wherever near church, it will tell you. So these 5 senses are giving knowledge to you. They are only receiving perceptions from outside and gaining information. And the next are 5 senses of action. One of them is hands. Next is legs. Third is stomach for digestion. Fourth is voice box. And 5th is genitals. They are the senses of action. Karma Indriya. To control these 10, there is one day, that is Ekadashi. This is the understanding of that. And if we do not make attempt on this day to control all these 10, then there is no meaning to Ekadashi. Ekadashi means you have to control your actions and control your senses of knowledge so that you make progress towards the Lord. It's like to put the horses in one line and let them go in one direction where you want to go ultimately. So you have to align all the 5 senses of action, all the 5 senses of knowledge, to organize them in such a way that they are towards the Lord. And this day is such a way organized by the Lord that your soul is naturally close to the Lord. Or it is like this, I'll explain to you. Suppose you want to go by boat from Borivali to Churchgate by ocean. There can be breeze flowing from south to north or north to south. So which one will be favoring the boat journey? North to south. So if the flow of air is from north to south, your boat will go very fast without any difficulty. But if that day by mistake the breeze is flowing from south to north, what will happen? You have great difficulty in going across. Is that right? Ekadashi is the day when there is a breeze from north to south. So your journey is favored by way. Even if you are not close to the Lord, you are in favorable condition to go close to the Lord. Am I very clear to you? Is it very clear? It helps you, the 11th day of waxing and waning moon, it helps you naturally to be more God conscious. That is why we eat only minimal food, that is different kinds of food, so that our mind remains focused on the Lord and we get the benefit of being close to the Lord. We get the benefit of being a favorable condition to go close to the Lord. So why we don't eat grains on this day? Because grains are the sources of all the, in Sanskrit we call vikar. Vikar means all the faults that you have in your behavior or in your thoughts are borne by grains. They come from grains. For example, your anger, your lust, your attraction to worldly things, your all negative things are there in the world. In thoughts, you know. You think wrong sometimes, you know. I hate her, no, I don't like her. I can't even tolerate her, I can't stand her. These are the thought processes. Or I love her, I love him. You know, I'm so happy to be with him. It's like that. All these mostly negative thought processes, they arise from the grains. And when you eat fruits and vegetables, they are supposed to be more sattvic. Or more in the mood of goodness. And they help you to be calm and quiet. And further the food which we explain always is meat, fish, eggs and all those spicy and fried and deeply spiced food. These are agitative food. They make your mind imbalanced. They make you vulnerable to emotions. They make you very easily irritable. The threshold of your mind stability is decreased like anything. Little things also will irritate you. Lot to do with food. The way you are, there is lot to do with your food, what you eat. And so you have to see that we eat those things which are very peaceful to your mind. They stabilize your mind and do not agitate your mind. So grain is supposed to be all the vikar. Vikar, how to explain vikar? I don't know. Vikar is a very typical Sanskrit word. Vikar means that disturb you. All those thought processes which disturb you, they originate in grains. That is why you offer the grains to God and eat. But on this day, even those are not supposed to eat. We are only supposed to eat fruits. Falahar is only recommended. All the fruits are in the mode of goodness. All the fruits. And all the vegetables in themselves are in the mood of goodness. When you spice them and make it, you know, too much hot, that is different. But if you eat just boiled, it is always peaceful. So we give up those things and eat only sattvic food. And that too eat minimal. So that the body is at minimal function. And you get less tired and less worked up. Right? What happens when you eat food? You digest the food, na? So what happens? Immediately you feel sleepy because body is working very hard. Now brain needs to slow down. Lie down and let the body digest the food. So lots of time in cooking the food. Before that, lots of time in earning the food. Then cooking the food. Then eating the food. Then digesting the food. Lot of energy is spent in that. All that energy is saved on Ekadashi day. By eating minimal food, just to survive, just sustain your life. Functionally. Not that you are supposed to go and sleep now because you can't do anything. So you are only lying in bed. No. You will work. But you will keep minimum intake of the food. So that you are just barely minimal sustenance is going on. And whatever energy is saved by cooking, eating and digesting, that energy is supposed to be channelized in thinking and serving the Lord. In thinking of the Lord and serving the Lord. If you don't do that, then what is the meaning of Ekadashi? People feel that Ekadashi means fast. ये नहीं खाने का, that is Ekadashi. It's a very crude understanding of Ekadashi. कि ये नहीं खाने का, बस, that's Ekadashi. No. If suppose I don't eat all those things, and I fight with you, I curse you, I get angry with you, and I read, I go to movie, and I do nonsense activity, I speak nonsense that day, your Ekadashi is finished, destroyed completely. All this is done to do what ultimately? To go close to the Lord. If you want to go to close to the Lord, will I shout at you? Will I get angry with you? Will I talk nonsense with you? I will not do that. These are all derogatory situations which will take me away from the Lord. Moment I get angry with you, I am away from the Lord. Immediately I am away from the Lord. So that day, when I don't eat that kind of food, it helps me not to get angry, helps me to remain cool, helps me to remain peaceful and think of the Lord in that condition which is favorable to the Lord. That is why the fasting is there. So fasting is at our great levels, you know. One is physical level. Don't eat grains. Eat only fruits. But eat sabudana, vada, eat kutuka, laddu, eat shingadeka, laddu, eat this kheer, eat that kheer, and then so many fruit together, make fruit salad, and this can be eaten on Ekadashi, that can be eaten on Ekadashi, make Ekadashi pizza, and make Ekadashi samosa, and make this, that, you know. That's not a purpose. That what all can be done, great things on Ekadashi. Keeping the principle intact, how we can enjoy thoroughly on Ekadashi. That is not the mood. That's not the mood. The mood is, take minimum, take as simple, most simple as possible and think of the Lord. I am repeating again and again, think of the Lord, think of the Lord and think of the Lord. If that is not done, then there is no meaning to fast. When that is done, whatever we have discussed now, then it will help this particular day, one day will help you to control your 10 senses and will take you more close to the Lord. That is the purpose. So, all your senses need to cooperate with one another. That day is abstinence day. You know, there is a good example given. Suppose I have a very nice example. We had a dog here, remember? How many of you remember we had a dog here? Two dogs were there. They are not dogs, they are she dogs. Both of them ladies, you know, they were girls. Shwan and Kukun. They were both ladies, girls, and they were the most ferocious dogs caste. That what do you call that? Breed, zat. The breed that they had, the German Shepherd. They are supposed to be so ferocious that there are two instructions to them after training. Hold. So what the bitch will do? She will hold your hand in her mouth till the time the master will tell. She will keep holding. And the person whose hand is under in his mouth, always in tension. Kya karega malum nahi aage. That's okay still, that's fine. It's only fear, nothing is happening. But if the order is given, attack. Then it is said that the bitch, the dog or a bitch, German Shepherd, will tear the person apart into pieces. Actually into pieces. Tukda tukda kar dalega wo. That is the power that Shepherd has. As strong as lion and every ferocious animals in the jungle also. So that kind of dogs, she dogs, were brought when they were 3 months old here. Thinking that they will be growing up here, and the mother of the dog was like huge, you know. And when we went to buy that two babies, the mother was making grrr, grrr, grrr sound, you know. Even that sound was so fearful, that way the bitch was making sound. She had 6 babies, you know. So they were brought here, and when they were brought here, they were not given meat. They were given doodh bhat every day. So they grew, but they became so friendly and so nice and so loving, you know, and so cooperative and so conducive and so friendly to everybody that no one started getting scared of them, you know. Everybody would, otherwise German Shepherd means you have to get scared to go close also. Only the master will be very comfortable, rest all will be uncomfortable. That is the German Shepherd. So every day I would see them in the oxygen room, BOC room. They would eat the doodh bhat, and doodh bhat. And they grew very well, nicely, friendly, playing in the hospital. The trainer would come and train them, vagara vagara. And after a long time, they grew fully, grown up fully, and they were noted to be blind also, somehow. But their ears were very sharp and nose were very sharp, no? So that was covered up. The result in the end was of eating doodh bhat, that one day when a stupid street dog, you know, very stupid, maybe one third the weight of this dog and very, kya bolte usko, aap bhi jaake laafa maar sakte usko. You also can go and slap that dog. Aisa dog started barking on this German Shepherd dog, and this dog, German Shepherd, came inside running, kui, 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 scared, you know, completely scared, came running inside. I said, you guy, you are supposed to tear a human being apart into pieces on the order of attack, and you are getting scared with one street dog. Why? I said, you are giving doodh bhat to me. That is why I am like this. If you would have given me meat and flesh, then I would have torn that dog apart and also eaten him. So that is the moral of the story. That the German Shepherd dog was rendered to a very nice devotee. A nice, docile, friendly, loving devotee, you know. It has no intention of harming anybody. It can't attack anybody, it cannot harm anybody, it cannot destroy anybody, it cannot do anything. So it lost its own function. Why? Just because of change of food. Just because of change of food. Then finally we said, she's fit to go to our farm, you know. If there are Vada Brahmacharis are staying there, she can stay with them. She can just serve them nicely. Because she lost the function for which she was brought. This is what his food means. Food causes so much of difference. It's like that. So that is why if we eat too many spicy things or if we eat non-veg, we develop the quality of the flesh. The flesh that you are eating, that flesh has some quality, na? Dog, cat, or maybe bakri or whatever animal you eat. The quality of that flesh you imbibe in yourself and you become like that. And by nature the flesh is in the mode of good ignorance, and it will give you anger, it will give you envy, it will give you hatred, it will give you instability, disturbance, irritability, agitation, all these negative things. Fear, because the flesh is filled with fear. Why? Because it is killed, na? The flesh can't be procured till the animal is killed. So at the moment of dying, because of killing, the animal is filled with fear. And that all the fear is translated into hormones, into chemicals, into steroids, into so many situations and so many chemicals in the body. That the body is totally stiff because of fear and then death. So all those chemicals and all that feelings of fear, they come in you. And you become like that. So food has got a lot of things to do in life. Food changes your life. You become what you eat. And you can change yourself by the changing of food that you are eating. That is why Ekadashi fast. So that we eat most pure food, most simple food, no complications in that food. Vegetarian food which is not derived out of killing, is derived out of only plucking. There is no death of the tree also. There is no death of life also. Life is maintained, plus you get life food to eat. Prana Shakti is there in that, vitality is there in that. And we chant the holy name of the Lord on this day. Whatever you do other days, we do more on this day. So that the breeze that is flowing from north to south, my boat is having speed of 50, the wind is flowing with 25 speed, let me become 75. This is very good analogy to understand. Otherwise, the wind is blowing opposite 20, I am 50, net speed is 30. Simple? Ekadashi is that speed, that breeze, which is flowing towards the Lord, naturally. It is said that if you eat grain, those who are not doing Ekadashi, I am not offending them. I am just telling you what scripture says. It is said that if you eat grains on Ekadashi, you get the sin of eating animal. That's it. Eating animals, the killing of an animal is the sin that you get which you eat meat. You may not kill the animal yourself, but somebody is killing for you. In fact, if you eat grains on Ekadashi, is also you get the sin of killing a cow. So you not eat non-veg also. But this day is so pure that you eat vegetables and fruits. Also in vegetables, there are many kinds of vegetables. Some vegetables are in the mode of passion also. Like for example, we don't eat cauliflower, we don't eat carrots, we don't eat capsicum, we don't eat so many things we don't eat. Karela we don't eat. What we eat is dudhi, that is potato. What is dudhi called as? Bottle guard. Bottle guard. Bottle guard. Good, good. And we eat pumpkin, white and red. We eat suran, yam. We eat potato. We don't eat tomato.
Peanuts
we eat. Only simple thing, only few things. And rest all things, even they serve in temple sometimes, but they are not bona fide to be eating on this day. And we only eat oil which is made of, not grains, we only eat oil made of groundnuts. Or not sunflower also. Only groundnuts mainly. Coconut oil we can eat. It's a fruit oil, that's why we can eat. But a lot of restrictions are there. Huh? Again, same thing, sunflower is a kind of a grain, no? That seed. It's like till. It's also grain. It also gives, till also has the oil, na? Till oil. Whether sunflower also is in the same category. So safest is to eat, either you can give your tadka with ghee, or you eat coconut oil, or you eat groundnut oil. Bas. But all these details of yes and no, what to eat, what not to eat, is meant for what? Is meant for remembering the Lord, and chanting the more names of the Lord, and spend more time in satsanga than other times of it. Are there any questions on this? Again, I repeat what I said in the beginning. The first line I said in my lecture was, Ekadashi is a blessing of the Lord upon all of us. Because it helps you to become closer to the Lord. If you have difficulty in chanting the holy name of the Lord, suppose your mind is distracted, you are not able to concentrate. On Ekadashi, you will find it is not so. It becomes very easy. How many of you gone to Barsana? What is your experience when you go to Barsana? Is chanting is easy or difficult? Is it like Bombay or like? It was very easy actually. It's extremely easy. You will feel, array, so much interest is there in chanting. So much pleasure is there. So much of attraction is there to chant more. Even after I finished my 16 rounds, I feel I should chant more and go on chanting more and more. You don't feel like bas ho gaya abhi. You don't feel like that. Why? Because the place is very favorable. Again, like a breeze from north to south. It's very favorable. There are many, many things that are favorable to God consciousness. And the place, the holy place of the Lord, is also a favorable situation. So that is a place. This is a time. This is holy place, a favorable place, and Ekadashi is a favorable time. It's like that. Any questions there?
There is a story of Ekadashi.
Story of every Ekadashi is there.
Ekadashi.
Yeah. But those stories are only, I've read all the stories. Those are all the stories which are telling you that if you do this fast on Ekadashi, then he got a son, and he got good wealth, and he got more kingdom, and he became very famous, and all those things. So it's like karma kand, you know. Karma kand means fruitive activity. You do something to get something. But Ekadashi is not meant for prosperity, not meant for becoming famous, not meant for getting a son or getting good results, not meant for becoming wealthy. It's not meant for anything. It is only meant to please the Lord. That's why we don't tell those stories, because those stories are only. Every Ekadashi, there are stories there. This Brahmin was there, then he had no son, then he followed on the Ekadashi, then he got a son. There are stories like that in Puranas. These are exceptions. There are exceptions.
Ekadashi is also one personality.
Ekadashi Devi is there. Ekadashi is a personality. Under whose control is this day? By her mercy, it becomes favorable for all of us to go close to the Lord. Yes. Again, her question is that there is one Ekadashi called Nirjala Ekadashi. that was there on the 1st of June this year. 1st of June, na?
Yes.
And it is said that suppose by mistake your Ekadashis in the throughout the year are broken. By mistake you ate some biscuit or something. Somebody gave you something. Arey Pandharpur ka prasad hai. And Bundi Ladu you eat, for example. And he said, suddenly you said, aaj Ekadashi tha. And I ate that. So my Ekadashi is broken today. Still you have to continue Ekadashi. I said, abhi anyway broken, let's eat everything. It's not like that. You have to continue Ekadashi fasting. But it is considered to be broken. Then on the day of Nirjala Ekadashi, no water also on that day. It is said if you follow the Ekadashi, then whatever mistakes or whatever follies or whatever breaking of Ekadashi that happened, it all is nullified by that day. So she says that some people feel ki anyway, Nirjala Ekadashi is there, no? So one Ekadashi will do Nirjala and everything is completed in that. No, that mood is not good. That approach is not good. Attitude is not good. The attitude is that I will do all the Ekadashis. By the way, by mistake, unknowingly, if anything is broken, then I have a concession. On that day, I will do Nirjala Ekadashi.
What about, I have seen some people they have missed their Ekadashi. But next
follow
day
on next day. It's not, it is not the most effective and most bona fide way of doing things. Day is a day. I mean, suppose today is exam and today you missed exam. I'll give it to you tomorrow. Exam day is there. That day is gone, the exam missed. The next paper is there. You can't do that same paper. So it is like, you know, we like to have like this, you know. Okay, today, tomorrow, favorable. Today I am healthy. I'll do Ekadashi tomorrow. It's not like that. Whatever day is there, that day only you have to catch. Now you say, why a Golden Temple train goes at 9:30 in the night from Gomi Central. No, it should go at 9:30 in the morning. So I slept over, you know. I'll go in the morning. I'll catch Golden Temple in the morning. That's how they go. No, it goes at fixed time in the night. You have to catch that time only, otherwise you will not get it at that train. You have to catch Pashchim Express. Next. So, and what scriptures are explaining, that is very interesting. That Ekadashi fast, how to do Ekadashi fast? What is the best way of doing Ekadashi fast? So, the best way is Nirjala. Huh? No food, no water. Only oxygen freely available. You can breathe the way you want, no problem. You can breathe more also. But no water, no food. Then there is sajala. You can take water and liquids. You can drink milk, sharbat, whatever you want. And third is safala. Safala means you can also eat fruits with that. And by the way, the scriptures do not have any more classification further. All the further situations are generated by very intelligent, very enthusiastic and very resourceful devotees. They have researched on this matter. What laddu can be made, what pizza can be made, you're keeping all the principles, what can be made, what is Ekadashi samosa, what is Ekadashi pizza, Ekadashi sabji, Ekadashi stuff paratha, kya 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 banate, my God. I that day ate Ekadashi stuff paratha also. It was like normal paratha only, but with all the principles followed. It was made, you know, I was wondering, my God, that desire to enjoy can go to this extent also. I want to enjoy, I cannot just not enjoy. I am simply joking, madam. I am just appreciating that the versatile nature of the brain, that you can go into any field and research and research and research. What if you had to research so much how to chant the holy name of the Lord? If you have researched how to chant best in daytime, how to chant best in night time. By the way, I wake up at 2 in the morning, sometimes a bad dream. How to chant best at that time? How to chant when I'm sick? How to chant when I'm not well? How to chant when exam is there? How to chant when exam is not there? How to chant when I fight with my wife? You know, all the various conditions, how to chant the holy name in the best possible way? You can research, no? You can have a 15 course feast on Ekadashi. And tell, everything is as per the principle of Ekadashi, you can have enough, but still Ekadashi will not be broken. But these things are not in scriptures. If you follow it, it is fine, there is no sin in that as such. But actual Ekadashi means, safal tak hi aajate ho. You can eat fruits, as many fruits as you want, and that is what the bona fide and powerful methods of doing it. Rest all is Brahminical research. Development. So Brahmins are doing Ekadashi. So Brahmins have all knowledge. In Bengal, different Brahmins are there. In South India, different Brahmins are there. In Vrindavan, different Brahmins are there. In Maharashtra, there are four kinds of Brahmins. One of them is my wife also, that caste. So they are very expert in knowing what to eat, what not to eat. And there are different levels of what to eat, what not to eat also. But all the things are okay, provided they help you in pleasing the Lord and in thinking of the Lord more than the other days. And the same principle one has to follow on Good Friday fast and on Christmas fast, on Mother Mary's fast or any fast of Ramzan is also. The principle is not to honk on food, permissible foods. Not honk on that. Principle is to eat minimum. Like Ramzan Eid means, Ramzan food, Ramzan fasting means, you have to drink little juice at dusk to break the fast and take one small meal after 1 hour and not eat anything in the night till the next evening. That is the way Muhammad fasted. But today's Muslims, they are waiting for sunset and they break the fast with chili ka bhaji. You know, chili, big chili is there. It's so hot actually. The most unscientific way of breaking a fast is to eat something like that. If you want to also get health benefits of fasting, you want to get health benefits of fasting, because fasting is very good for health. It's a rest for the body and body rejuvenates like anything, throws all the toxic material outside. So you do fast then, if you do the Nizala fast, drink water first. Take a break. After that, drink some milk or some solid drink, like you know, fruit juice or something. And after 3-4 hours, eat first solid thing. That is also rice and moong ka khichdi only, with overcooked moong bhat, soft rice khichdi and ghee on that. And then after 4-5 hours, you eat a full meal of chapati, sabji, rice, dal, all those things. Then you get the full benefit. It's called as weaning over. How you wean? You don't wean the child from breast milk straight to dal and rice, you know. You give little thing and build up the body of the child to accept the food that is coming inside. And if you eat fried things after an Nizala fast, you will destroy all the benefits of health and agitate the body to the maximum. And after that, what they do? They eat whole the night, all things in the world, variety of things in the world, they eat in the night. Have good festival, 4-5 times they eat. And at 4 o'clock also they eat full meal. And then they go to sleep. And they wake up at 10:30, 11 o'clock. Already the food is there in the stomach, what you have eaten in the night. So many hours. And that much time is Nizala. There is no difficulty at all. Enough glucose is in the body, enough food is in the stomach. And again, after 3-4 hours, again dusk is there available. So again you start. So people are supposed to be found out to be increasing their weight in the month of Ramadan. People put on weight actually. While if you follow what Muhammad has said, you will lose weight. You will become slim and trim. But it's not like that. I'm not criticizing. I'm just saying that how people take advantage, like how Brahmins, you know, in the name of Ekadashi, Ekadashi Duppat Khashi. That means they eat so much on that day in the name of fasting, they eat more than the other days. So the whole purpose is lost. It's not only Hindus or Christians or Muslims. It is like tendency of human beings, you know, just to enjoy and enjoy and enjoy on anything, or any name, you know. It's like some mourning is going on and 12th day, they are calling people to eat. Udhar bhi feast banate, udhar bhi khate. It's just mourning. You are eating for the benefit of the soul who has departed. It's like a very serious affair. But people go for eating. Kidhar hai, bhandara kidhar hai, jate khane ke liye. Because the mood is just to enjoy, whatever the occasion is, just enjoy. And that is not conducive and favorable for Ekadashi. We have to give up the mood of enjoyment on Ekadashi and dedicate our time to please the Lord. When you please the Lord, you enjoy. That enjoyment is different enjoyment. It's not sensual enjoyment. It's not enjoyment at the level of senses by tasting good food. It's not that kind of enjoyment. Enjoyment is spiritual. To give up bodily enjoyment, to enjoy spiritually by being close to the Lord, is the purpose of Ekadashi. Hare Krishna. Sorry, I couldn't discuss your topic. I'll take next time. Any other question is there on Ekadashi? So please do fast. It's like, you know, I'll give an example to you. How it is this? You may feel ki kitna cheez karne ka bhi, तो जप भी करने को बोलते हैं, भगवान का नाम भी जप करो, नॉन वेज भी मत खाओ, और सत्संग भी करो, मंदिर में भी जाओ, यात्रा को जाओ, होली प्लेस में जाओ, भगवान की कथा सुनो, ये करो वो करो, ये मत करो वो मत करो, ऊपर से बोल रहे एकादशी भी करो. लाइक टू मच, यू नो. आई डिड नॉट नो ऑल दिस थिंग्स बिफोर आई बिकेम अ डिवोटी. आई वुड हैव नॉट बिकम डिवोटी ओनली, आई वुड हैव बीन अ नॉर्मल पर्सन आउटसाइड. दिस इज एबनॉर्मलिटी. नो, इट्स लाइक दिस, यू नो, ऑल दिस थिंग्स आर लाइक दिस. फॉर एग्जाम्पल, आई गिव यू 1 rupee एंड टेल यू पुट 1 rupee देयर एंड 1 crore rupees वर्थ फ्लैट यू विल गेट इन बॉम्बे. यू ट्राई टू पुट इट, सो विल यू नॉट गो फॉर इट? देन आई से पुट 1 more rupee एंड देन यू विल गेट 1 crore rupee वर्थ कार. एंड पुट 1 more rupee देन यू विल गेट अनलिमिटेडली वैल्यूएबल वाइफ. आई कैन पुट अ प्राइस फॉर दैट, सॉरी. एव आई से 1 rupee विल गेट अ ब्यूटिफुल, मोस्ट वंडरफुल क्वालिटी, हैविंग वंडरफुल क्वालिटी वाइफ यू विल गेट. एंड देन पुट 1 more rupee ना ऑन दिस नॉर्थ साइड, देन यू गेट 2 beautiful चिल्ड्रन हु आर वेरी इंटेलिजेंट, वेरी ब्रिलियंट एंड वेरी इंटेलिजेंट. सो विल यू पुट 1 rupee ऑन ऑल 5 sides और नॉट? हाँ, ऑब्वियसली ना. आई मीन एनी कॉमनवेल्थ थिंक वेरी अल्टीमेटली 5 rupees ओनली ना, वाई नॉट? आई एम गेटिंग करोड्स ऑफ रुपीज वर्थ थिंग्स ऑफ पुटिंग ओनली 1 rupee ऑन ईच डायरेक्शन. वॉट इज द प्रॉब्लम? तो यू विल नॉट से वॉट इज दिस 1 rupee हियर ऑल्सो, 1 rupee हियर ऑल्सो, हाउ मेनी रुपीज यू वॉन्ट? इट्स टू मच, यू नो. 1 rupee हाउ मेनी टाइम्स यू आस्क मी? बट यू हैव टू अंडरस्टैंड दैट इज 1 rupee इज गोइंग टू फेच यू सो मच. सो देर आर आइटम्स ऑफ दिस 1 rupee ओनली. सो 1 more item इज ऑफ एकादशी. बाई डूइंग 1 day लिटिल फास्टिंग यू गेट ट्रेमेंडस बेनिफिट्स. यू नो, आई विल टेल यू द स्टोरी. All the gopis, na, who are very, very close devotees of the Lord. They love the Lord. They are supposed to be highest category of devotees in the whole creation, the Supreme Lord. Okay. And amongst them, the supreme gopi is Radharani. And all the other gopis also are wondering, what mantra she has got, you know. Usko bolte vashikaran. Vashikaran means to capture somebody. It's like you have captured your husband. By your emotion and love, he is just yours. He just does everything, whatever you say. It's called vashikaran. Vashikaran means to bas mein kar lena kisi ko apne haath mein. So he says ki she has some mantra, you know, by which she has captured Krishna. Krishna just is mad after her. So they all went to Radharani once, and they asked her, "What is it that you are doing that Krishna is so much fida on you, so much happy with you, so much?" She hankers for you, does everything whatever you want. So Radharani is not very selfish and possessive. No, I will not tell. I will tell. Then you also will become close to Krishna. I will not tell you. No, like that. Immediately she opened the secret. And what is the secret? It is given in Garga Sahita. The secret is that she says, "I do Ekadashi fasting." And she explained about all 26 Ekadashis to all the gopis in detail. The stories are also given in that Puran. Every name, Kamika Ekadashi, and you can name Devashayani Ekadashi, Devokhavani Ekadashi, and this Ekadashi, Papa Mochani Ekadashi. There are so many names are given. All the Ekadashi stories she narrated, and she said, "Because I do all the Ekadashis with great love and devotion, he is captured by me." So after that, all the gopis also did the same thing. And that thing which Radharani expressed to gopis as the secret of all the secrets of capturing the attention of Supreme Lord is available to all of you also. Now is the 1 rupee okay, na? You can put 1 rupee, na? If that 1 day of fasting is going to make you dear to the Lord, make you close to the Lord, make you His fan, He becomes your fan, you become His fan. So why not put 1 rupee? What is the big thing? Twice a month you have to fast. 28 days you can honk. 2 days you can fast in the name of Lord and take His name more than other days. I think this is a very small proposal. It's not a big deal at all. Nirjala is a big deal. But even benefit is a big deal also. So the Nirjala fasting benefit is also huge. Like Bhimsen, You know how Vimsen was, na? He's my friend. I love him very much. Because he also eats a lot, I also eat a lot. So Bhimsen was told to fast. He said, fasting impossible. In this life, fasting is not going to be possible. You tell me about what to eat, I will tell you what to eat. And how much to eat. You know, he used to eat bullock cart full of food. When Bakasur was about to be killed, a bullock cart full of food, he held Bakasur by one hand, but only one position, blocked him, and next hand, say, he finished the whole bullock cart. And then he fought. And finally, he drank the full matka of the juice, threw everything, and then he released him, and then he had a fight, and he killed Bakasur. That kind of eating appetite he had. He was called as Vrukodara, wolf-bellied. So Narad Muni, all brothers would tell, "Arey, Bhimsen, Dada, please fast, you know, you have to fast sometimes, you all are fasting." He said, "No problem." So they told Narad Muni, please tell him, you should also fast. You know? So he said, "Not possible." Narad Muni said, "For you, concession, looking at your situation, you know, you are totally difficult for you to fast and give up food. So for you, once in a year, that is Nirjala Ekadashi." So Bhimsen also fasted once in a year, Nirjala Ekadashi. That much important is, you know, even Bhimsen, you are uncontrollably eating, can't control eating, still you have to fast. The fasting principle is to give up something to play for the pleasure of the Lord. I am not just simply giving up grains, I am giving the grains today to please the Lord, to attract His attention to me, His blessings upon me. That is the purpose. This final story is a very instructive story. Radha Rani, the topmost devotee of Krishna, is telling to all her girlfriends. It's in Brahma Vaivarta Puran, it is there. The full chapter is there of all the stories of all Ekadashis. He says, all the Ekadashis do with great love and devotion for Krishna. Then he will become yours. You will capture him in your heart. And he will dance the way you want. You don't want to do that, of course. But they were doing it. They could do it. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much.